much. So I think that one of the very, from the start of this forum, I think it has been conclusively, if not very much stated, that one of the most pressing issues facing the agricultural value chains in developing countries is sustainability. And coffee as an essential commodity illustrates the multifaceted challenges we face in creating a more sustainable agricultural sector. Let me point to five very key factors. In the coffee industry, climate change is arguably the most significant challenge. As the World Bank projects, climate change could cut global coffee production by up to 50% by 2050. So unpredictable weather patterns, rising temperatures, and pests like the coffee borer beetle are already taking a toll on coffee yields. This is compounded by economic volatility. Smallholder farmers, who make up 90% of coffee producers in Latin America, are vulnerable to price fluctuations, which have fallen by nearly 30% in the past decade. Many of these farmers live in rural areas and find it increasingly difficult to cover production costs, invest in sustainable practices, and secure a stable income. Another significant issue is deforestation, driven by agricultural expansion. While coffee is a vital crop for rural economies, its cultivation often contributes to forest loss, exacerbating climate change and undermining biodiversity. The combination of these environmental and economic factors create a vicious cycle of vulnerability for farmers, displacing communities, and exacerbating poverty. So in this context, the EU deforestation regulation becomes a critical and complex puzzle piece. As the European Union takes steps to address global deforestation by mandating that companies only trade goods like coffee, they are not linked to deforestation, this regulation is a game changer for the coffee supply chain. It encourages companies and governments to ensure that coffee production is deforestation free and aligns with environmental sustainability. By pushing for traceability and transparency in the supply chain, the EUDR creates incentives for producers to adopt sustainable practices and for consumers to make more informed choices. By embracing a holistic, multi-stakeholder approach, we can work towards an economically resilient, environmentally sustainable, and socially inclusive coffee sector, ensuring long-term benefits for producers and the global community. And to address these challenges, as a fourth factor, a collaborative approach is needed. Governments, private companies, international organizations, financial institutions, and local farmers must work together. Governments must create policies incentivizing sustainable practices, protecting smallholder farmers, and ensuring their participation in climate-smart agriculture. The private sector, on the other hand, plays a critical role in shaping sustainable supply chains. Private companies must lead by adopting environmental and social governance standards, ensuring that they source coffee from producers committed to sustainability. And another key part of the puzzle, a fifth one, are financial institutions, particularly development banks, which have a key role in providing climate finance and access to credit for smallholder farmers. This support can help farmers invest in climate-resilient crops, sustainable land management practices, and technologies that increase productivity without causing environmental harm. At UNDP, we are supporting these efforts. In Ecuador, for instance, our collaboration with the government, Lavazza, and local producers has led to the launch of the first deforestation-free coffee initiative in the Amazon. And this collaboration promotes environmental sustainability while providing farmers for a fair price for their products. And we are working with Costa Rica also to pilot deforestation-free coffee, develop the traceability systems, offer technical assistance, and training farmers to monitor and reduce deforestation. As these initiatives do show, that collaboration is vital and that it can create an economically resilient and environmental sustainable coffee sector. Thank you.
Thank you so much.